Today we're doing another reverse punt. I obviously still haven't come up with a better name, and it's on Twitter now, so maybe that is the name. The third in a series of three shows. Today I'm reverse punting points and assists. I did assists in the first episode of this series, if you remember back. Learned a few things from that. The second one was pretty successful. Let's see how this third one goes while we go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Find us on Twitter at FBI Basketball or head to the website FBIBasketball.com. We are on YouTube. We are on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you consume us. Please like, rate, and subscribe. We would really appreciate that. Back doing another reverse punt today, as I said at the top of the show, points and assists. So assists are the secondary category. Points are going to be the primary focus. I'm hoping that the result is a little more positive than when I just did a points. The draft is, well, we're heading into the draft room in about 3 seconds. So hopefully I've timed this quite well as it is loading up. I think I'm going to take what I've learned from the first two. And I guess one of those takeaways is that you can't really do this focusing on one category. It needs to be two, potentially three. The idea of this is to take some of the focus off having to concentrate on six or seven or eight, whatever your strategy is, category. So really leaning into or understanding the correlation. And so I'm hoping here that with points that will correlate into three-pointers and free throw percentage, and by then targeting assist, which somewhat correlates with points, had a decent correlation with steals, should give me those guard-heavy stats. So again, much like that first one, probably going to need to make a point of filling my center spots. And again, don't do a two center league if you are setting up a league on Yahoo. I'm drafting from, what did I give myself? The ninth spot in this one. So, and I sort of do figure that this is probably going to be more of a beneficial, or maybe not beneficial, but something to consider later in the first round. If you're getting Wemby, if you're getting Jokic, if you're getting Luka, Shea, you're pretty well set up for the draft. If you're drafting sort of anywhere beyond the middle, and we could even say from sort of eight onwards, you really need to implement some sort of a strategy to be competitive with those top teams. So this is hopefully a good example of what you can do despite having the ninth pick in the draft. And as I've done with the other two drafts, where are we? Points. So I'm going to sort by points. I'm going to have that as my primary category. I'm going to target the points early, keeping an eye on assists. And then I will probably in those middle rounds fill out those positions that aren't necessarily aligned with my build, centers, power forwards, and grabbing a center that gets me points and then some assists. Şengün might be another good fit in this build somewhere. I'm picking at 9, 16, 33, 40. So we'll see. We're 15 seconds off. So I've probably got a minute maybe. If you are watching along and you'd like to join one of our leagues, our redraft leagues have just launched for the 24-25 season. So you can head to our Discord server, follow us on Twitter, as I said at the top of the show. The link to our Discord, I believe, is in my Twitter profile. But if it's not, if you are looking for a league to join or you want another league, feel free to message me and I can get you hooked up in a league there. We have a lot. I know we have a lot. B-Dub does all that work. And we have a range of buy-ins. I don't know if we have $20 leagues. I know we have $50 leagues, $100 leagues. So a lot of options there anyway. So shifting back over to this draft, no surprise, Wemby, Jokic at the top. Assuming Luka and Shea will go with the next two, and then it's a bit of a free-for-all from there. So I'm probably looking at Trae Young here, if he is available at 9. Points, as I said, primary focus here is points, and I think that Trae in this range is my best target. As I have said as well in the previous shows, I don't want to be reaching for players unnecessarily. So Anthony Edwards, I don't want to take him at 9 because I don't think he's a first rounder. He may actually fall back to me with the 16th pick. So I would take a chance there. I'm not going to take a Cam Thomas, despite the fact that he is a top 15 scorer. I'm not going to take him as a top 15 or top 20 player. I can hopefully land him in the 5th or 6th round. Coming up to me shortly. So we did have Shea and Luka going off the board there, followed by Anthony Davis, Giannis, Joel Embiid, Steph Curry. Great. All right. So I will draft Trae Young with my first pick. So I've already said Anthony Edwards is someone I'd be looking at in the second round here. If he is not available, I mean, there's a few guys here. Look, to be honest, Donovan Mitchell is floating around there. Jalen Brunson, maybe. It's probably a bit of a reach. Booker is there as well. So, there goes Edwards. So I'm not getting Edwards. I'm probably looking at one of these guys like a Donovan Mitchell or potentially Jalen Brunson, Devin Booker. They're probably my three targets here, and then I'm probably then going to have to aim at a center in the next with the next pick. Şengün would be someone I'd like. Okay, so hang on, who have we got? All right, so Donovan Mitchell went there, so we're looking at Booker, Jalen Brunson, Lillard would be another option. Yeah, it's a bit early. I mean, De'Aaron Fox is a decent fit in this build. Maybe I just go Fox. Oh, it gave me Kyrie. Okay, look, Kyrie, again, that's me stuffing around and not making, being decisive and not setting a cue. But Kyrie Irving is not bad there. Obviously, playoff schedule, all of that stuff. But in a mock draft like this, Kyrie, he's not too bad. Per game, of all those guys I was talking about, he's potentially the best. We just don't think he's going to play more than about 60 games. So, yes, probably not ideal, but also not terrible. I'm okay with Kyrie there. So I will just have to up my game a little bit here with my upcoming picks. So have filled out two guard spots here, and I said filling out the forwards and the center spots are going to be crucial so that I'm not left with some dregs at the end of the draft who don't necessarily fit this build. So probably looking at Şengün. I think points and assists, he's certainly my best option here. Karl Anthony Towns, I don't know where he is in this list. He is someone that comes to mind as a center who has some offensive upside, can also get me a handful of assists. So he would also be an option there, I think. And then it'll probably be, it might be filling out a forward spot. It might not. Let's just sort of wait and see. This is the first time I've done this kind of a build. So we'll see who's still there for me in that early fourth round. As we move through here, no real. Fox goes there at 26. Booker, Brunson. Yeah, so I mean, those guys that I was talking about there at 16 all went off the board in those next few picks. No real surprises. LeBron at 23, that's probably a little bit higher than I've seen him go. LaMelo actually would have been someone I could have targeted where I took Kyrie there. And yeah, honestly, if it was a real draft, I probably would, because I'm just that high on LaMelo, which could prove to be my downfall this year if the Hornets repeat what they did last year and only feel it necessary to play him 30 or 40 games. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed that he can be healthy and that the Hornets can be moderately competitive at least. Coming up onto me now, Şengün is still there. No, he isn't, because he just went off the board. So let's have a look at centers here, sorting by points. Yeah, look, I think I'm going to go Cat. Bam would be another option here. But I just think Cat has slightly more offensive upside. And, of course, it puts him in my power forward slot, which doesn't help me at all. But, yeah, it's if we get down to the end and I only have one center, that will be because I would actually play Cat as a center. All right, let's go back to all players, sorting by points. And picking at pick 40. So in this range, and look, you can just look at the ADPs here to get an idea of who we're targeting and who we don't want to be reaching by more than sort of half a round to potentially a round at this point. Cade Cunningham is sitting there. Jaylen Brown is sitting there. Again, too early for Cam Thomas. Probably about right for Paolo. Maybe we look at Paolo. Ja Morant is sitting there as well. So I've got a few options here. My next pick isn't going to be until 57. So a lot of these guys are probably going to be gone. Like your Franz, DeMar DeRozan, those guys will probably go off in the early 50s. So I'm not sure they'll be there for me. So, but as we know with points, it is a it is a category that you need to build early. So in a build like this, with some of these other reverse punts, you can chop and change between your first primary and secondary category. Points is one you really need to lock down here. So I've got Trae Young, Kyrie, Cat, who are all. Cat's probably 20, Kyrie, Trae Young. So I'm probably looking for another 25 point scorer or per game scorer here. Jaylen Brown is there. Ja Morant is there. Look, I guess the appeal of someone like a Jaylen Brown here is that he will fill another of my forward spots, but doesn't have that assists upside. Ja Morant. Yeah, look, let's throw Ja in there, partly just because I haven't really drafted him this season. So I think getting him at around 40 is okay. Yeah, his free throw percentage is not great for a point guard, but hopefully with this correlation, a lot of the other guys that I pick are going to be strong in free throw percentage enough to offset what Ja does there. So a little bit of a break now till we get back to me. No auto drafters yet by the looks of things. So I know in a couple of these we've had situations where we have three or four auto drafters, so it moves through a little bit quicker. But doesn't seem to be the case at the moment. That could change as we get later into the drafts. People often jump ship once they either stuff up their draft or they've just had enough. So we will see. So now, look, I can probably start setting a bit of a queue. As I said, 57 is my next pick. So I'm going to throw Franz in there. I'm going to throw Jaylen Brown. A lot of these guys probably aren't going to be available, but I can at least have them in there. DeMar DeRozan. There goes Jaylen Brown. No surprise. Who else could we put in there? Miles Bridges, potentially. I am sort of keeping one eye on that assist category as well. At the moment, I'm probably pretty good in assists with Trae, Kyrie, and Ja. So, yeah, probably more of a focus on points. I'm going to pop Cam Thomas in there. So 64, 81. I'm actually probably not going to get Cam at 88. I think he'd be gone. So I may need to take him here at 64. He really ticks off some boxes in terms of points, points, threes, free throws, that strong correlation there. But the assists aren't super high. So maybe I actually sort by assists here and we have a look at some of my top options. Emmanuel Quickley is another one who, if he's there, might be. Most people know I'm pretty high on him this year. He is. Well, there was a point there where he was going at closer to 40 than 50, which I think eliminates a lot of the value. But if I can get him here, that'll be 57, which I actually think is pretty good value. We've got one more pick. There goes the Bridges went back to back. That's early for Mikal Bridges at 54. That's probably the earliest I've seen him go, actually. So we're waiting here for Jason to make his pick. He's on auto draft, so I'm not sure. I don't know about the Yahoo settings. I don't know whether it speeds things up. All right, so he takes DeRozan. So, yeah, look, I'm Cam Thomas, the only guy in my queue there. So I said I probably wouldn't. I probably would have to take him, so I will. But I'll draft Quickley first. And then I will take Cam Thomas. And that pretty much fills out my guard spots then. I've actually got five guards on the roster. So I might get another one at some point, but I'm probably going to have to start targeting these other positions once it comes back to me here. So let's have a look at some – well, I mean, I still need centers technically. Hartenstein is actually an interesting fit in a build like this. He doesn't give you those points, but he is I think he could be sneaky in assists. Nurkic is another one who gets assists. Kelly Olynyk, a late option if you're really desperate, as is Al Horford. But, I mean, you'll see here, Draymond's there. I'll throw him in my queue. As you'll see here, there's really not many centers outside of your Sabonis, Şengün, Jokic at the top, Cat to a lesser degree, who actually provide value in that assists category. Hartenstein, I think, probably has the most upside of all these guys in that category and is handy on the defensive end as well. Not that I'm worrying too much. I'm hoping that by targeting assists, I get that. So we are almost back to me now. Paulie making his pick. And then, Hartenstein went. Yeah, okay, I was tossing up there between Hartenstein and, anyway, I'll take Cam Thomas. Cam Thomas there at 64. Probably about as high as you want to go. I wouldn't go much higher. And look, honestly, he could have been available in the 70s. I don't know if he would have been there at 81. That's all part of knowing who you're drafting with. Are they high on Cam Thomas? Do they listen to podcasts? Do they watch videos? That will have some impact or influence on where you would want to take him in a draft. But I have no idea who I'm drafting against. So, and in my build, I mean, he obviously gets a bump, but yeah, happy to take him there. So we've got a few picks now. Look, I really do need to start filling out these other spots. So I've looked at my centers. Let's have a look at forwards. Josh Giddey still sitting there, and for some reason has small forward eligibility. So I will throw him in the queue. I will throw Devin Vassell in the queue. I'm probably going to have to. Yeah, I'm probably going to have to get forwards. I'm going to pop Amen Thompson. I seem to be getting him in a lot of spots. I know he's not a typical fit in this build, but I think he's okay. Who else can we throw in here? So I am sorting this by assists. Let's sort by points. Kuminga is sitting there. Trey Murphy. Oh, and then we're sort of down into OG Anunoby. He's someone who's sliding. I'm liking Anunoby. I think I know people are pretty low on him because of the additions in New York, but yeah, look, I just think with Mitch Robinson out, I know they obviously don't impact each other in terms of directly playing the same position, but I just think Anunoby is going to play heavy minutes. He's not going to score a ton, but he'll get some good looks from three. He's really good defensively. I think the ball is going to be shared around a little bit. So there's not a lot of playmaking upside, but maybe a small amount. Well, five or six picks till me. So I've got a bit of a queue built here. And I'm really going to have to take forwards. Where are we? 88, 105. So after these two picks, I'm at 105. So I'm just having a look at. Now, I did say that Cat is, in my mind, he's one of my centers. So I'm not going to worry about targeting two centers here, just one more. So it might be Nurkic. It might be Draymond Green. I still do need to probably shore up the points a little bit. I think all of my players, what have we got? Six players. They're all, here we go. I'm on the board. Nurkic goes anyway. And we're at, 81. Let's go with, I think Trey Murphy's probably got more points upside there. Yeah, I'm going to go with Trey Murphy. So he fills out one of those forward spots. And as we did with that last build where we did rebounds and rebounds and steals, I'm hoping I can sort of get some late assists upside. So like a Dyson Daniels or who else have we got? If we go all players here, some late steals guys, assist guys, Marcus Smart, Scoot Henderson, Tyus Jones, Chris Paul. Obviously my points would take a hit with Chris Paul, but good assist numbers, Keontae George, Jordan Poole, much like Cam Thomas, a pretty good fit in this build. There's a little, probably a window there of being able to get some assists late. So I probably still want to slightly lean into the points a bit more. And if we look at sorting here, a few of those guys are near the top of the list. Jordan Poole is near the top of the list. Keontae George is up there. Anthony Simons is another one who I could look at. Now we got a few picks. Let's just throw. Just adding to my queue a bit here. This is where I really would build out a queue, just in case. All right. So still not sure. Yeah, my centers that I've got are Linick, Horford, Draymond Green. They're the three that I'm eyeing off. Draymond probably goes before my next pick. Horford and Linick maybe not. So maybe I don't have to get a center here. Maybe I can just maybe I could go someone like a Kuminga or a Jordan Poole must have gone, did he? Yeah, Poole went there at 85. Jalen Green is there. He's not someone I've really been getting this year, but, I mean, he's a points, assists are okay. He's a guard, though. I didn't really want to get a guard, but the top of this list is really Owen Kuzma's there. Yeah. Oh, who did it give me? Oh, did it give me? Oh, it gave me a Linux. Okay. Well, I was going to draft him probably anyway. I hate this clock. Okay. So I've got my centers, so I'm not worrying about them. Too early for a Linux. I think you want to aim for him at 130. So I probably could have got him 2-3 rounds later, but look, it is what it is. This is a learning. Again, watch that clock and don't delay. It's talking and drafting is tricky, but still no excuse, really. All right. Well, at least it sort of frees me up in terms of position eligibility. I'm really just got to fill out a forward spot here, and then I'm open to whatever. So let's add him to my queue. So my queue is still pretty long here. And I think I need to – I think my point – look, Alinek's going to hurt my points because he's not a high-volume scorer at all. So I potentially do need to keep points at the top of my list. I think my assists are probably still okay. I'd say I'm not enjoying this build as much as I did that last one. That last one was felt and what I've found as well in terms of correlation of stats is it's actually usually I prefer punting big men and targeting guards, but in using this theory, I actually like it the other way around. I actually think the guard stats don't tend to correlate as well as I think we're finding out here. Whereas your big man stats when we did that last one, rebounds, blocks, field goal percentage and turnovers all correlate fairly tightly together. So you've only got to worry about one other category, and the steals are a fairly easy category to get late. Whereas in this build here, I think, I mean, I haven't looked at the standings yet, but I would assume I'm going to be, this isn't going to be anywhere near as successful as that second one. And I just, like, I think my free throws will probably be pretty good despite drafting Jar. Points will be okay. I'm actually not sure I'll be at the top of any of these categories, to be honest. So this one might be more in line with that first show that I did where it's not working too well. Okay, so so we probably need some points, as I said. Let's go with probably looking at Jalen Green or Kuminga. Look, I'll go Kuminga because he's a forward. He'll fill that spot out. Doesn't probably have quite the assists upside, but then I think my roster's done then, my starting roster. So I can really lean into some of these assist guys now. Tyus Jones is sitting there, Marcus Smart. He's another guy I like getting late this year. He obviously was pretty rough last year because of the injuries and the whole Grizzlies season. But I still think Marcus Smart is going to play a pretty key role for the Grizzlies this year in trying to get them back into the title discussion. I don't know how high we'd have them in that discussion, but to get back there, I think they're going to need Marcus Smart. And he's just got a lot to prove. I mean, he's coming off, as we said, a season where he struggled with injury, couple of injuries, and never really got going. So I think he'll be out to prove a little bit. So it might be that I target Marcus Smart here. If he's there, I think he will be there. You can see here his ADP is in the 120s and we're only at 112. So he is there. Caruso was someone else I did have my eye on. But I'll just scroll through and have a look if anyone else is there. But no, I think I'll go Smart. Pay no attention to that empty center spot, as I said, because I would have Towns there. All right. So, yeah, my points. Actually, let's just, I've got a bit of a break here. Let's have a look at the standings. I don't normally do this, but field goal, yeah, bad. Free throws, I'm third. Okay, so that's all right. Threes, I'm first. So there's a correlation. Points, I'm first. So points and threes are looking all right. Assists, I'm second. Steals, I'm third. Okay, so it's actually correlating better than I thought. But probably still need to focus on a few things there. Assists and steals. Free throws. So I've had a couple of guys, as I said, Jar, Kuminga. And it doesn't take a lot. Like to just free throws, if you want to be elite in that free throw category, it doesn't necessarily take a lot, especially when you are targeting a category like points. You're going to be using and looking at high volume scorers, and a lot of high volume scorers are high volume free throw guys as well. So if they are a 76% as opposed to an 80%, doesn't sound like a big difference, but it does impact that category. So I do probably want to have a look at guys that are at least fairly solid from the free throw line. So my cue up here. So Amen Thompson is still there. And how many picks have we got left? I think we have three picks left. So Amen Thompson I like, but he is another one of those free throw drags. Where is he? Yeah. So he's not a high volume player though, so it won't have a significant impact, but it certainly would drag me down one or two spots, I think. And what are we at? 129 is going to be my next pick. So I'm actually thinking Keyonte George here if he remains on the board. His ADP is actually about a round higher than that, so I'm surprised he's there. I just want to see where Amen is going typically. He's going at 125. I've been taking him closer to 100. Ah, oh, there goes Keyonte. Closer to 100, but that's probably more of a me thing. So maybe it's Scoot here. Scoot might be a good target. What am I sorting by assists? Let's sort by points. Have a look who's sitting there as well. Jaden Ivey, yeah, look, I think he has upside to be a pretty good points and assist guy, but just not sure how they're going to utilize him this year in Detroit. I'm going to pop Jaime Jaquez. He's been another guy that I'm not really high on him, but he just fits. He's one of those guys that doesn't really hurt you anywhere. He's good defensively. He'll get some assists. He scores relatively efficiently. So he is someone that I'm really thinking about as one of the better options in the last round or two this year. All right. Okay, scrolling back up. Look, it might even be that I go Scoot and Jaime Jaquez here back to back. I've got them both in my queue, and then Dyson, if he's sitting there, maybe. All right, let's go with Scoot. Shaedon Sharpe, another one who is it? There's actually, I mean, it's hard to think back 12 months, but there's actually a lot of guys that I like as last round targets, or even anywhere beyond 130. So in this range now, I think there's actually a lot of upside this year. I know some years you're drafting your KCPs and guys like that who are solid but aren't really appealing. For me, there's actually a nice amount of upside. So I'm gonna go Jaquez. Yeah. And that leaves me with the fourth last pick to come. And I have Dyson Daniels is the only guy I have left on my queue. If we look at points, I don't know. Let's jump back into the standings and have a look. Although we might wait until the end of this round because Yahoo does update its stats live. So I would be checking when four teams have one less player. So if we just wait a minute here and check it. And again, I haven't been doing this on the show, but if you were doing this as a in a real draft or you're mocking your own draft, I would certainly check these standings and keep in mind it is one set of projections, but it's a guide at least. So even if, I mean, in, I don't know, points, if it says you're ninth, you might not be ninth, but it's unlikely you're going to be first or second. All right, let's have a look. Free throws, I'm still sitting in third. Threes, I'm second. Points, I'm third. Assists, I'm second. Steals, I'm fourth. So, yeah, that's a little more in line with what I said, where I don't think I'm going to finish first in any categories here. So it's not as surefire as that last build that I did. Dyson Daniels went. So I probably just want to look for someone who does a bit of everything, scores some points, gets some assists, and doesn't hurt me. My free throw percentage hurt me in the free throw percentages. So, yeah, there's not a lot of that upside that I was referring to there has been taken. Okay, so we're up to me. Yeah, I don't want to Levert. He's a good fit other than his percentages. Probably going to run out of time here. I'm going to add Reed Shepherd to my queue. I don't know if he's the guy I want, but I don't mind him. Yeah, I think I'm just going to go with Reed Shepherd, who I'm okay with. I think I like Reed Shepherd. I've got him in a dynasty league. I don't know what his role is going to look like, but I'm hoping they can find him 20 minutes or so. So anyway, let's look at the standings. So again, totals, I'm in the middle, which was better. I think in that first show I did, I was towards the bottom. So happy within the middle. Free throws, I'm second. So I moved up slightly there with Reed at the end. Threes, first. Points, second. Assists, second. Steals, second. So I think probably successful, given there were a couple of hiccups on my behalf where I took Kyrie, because I know the projections, as I've said here, are totals, not per game. And Kyrie, they only have him projected to play 60 games. And I was looking at, from memory, who was I looking at? Jalen Brunson. I'd have to go all the way back. Oh, hang on, let's go to the draft board. So I was looking at, I took Kyrie. I was actually looking at, yeah, Jalen Brunson, Booker. Could have been LaMelo, but he would have been much the same where they wouldn't have. And Fox was another one I was looking at there. So that may have impacted it. And then I took, if we scroll down here, I took Kelly Olynyk in the eighth round, which, well, again, was me a little bit late on the button there, but I probably wouldn't have taken him. I would have looked at, maybe a Chris Paul there, Anthony Simons. There were a few guys that I was looking at. Ananobi was probably another one. And then I probably could have got a Linick down in this Marcus Smart, Scoot Henderson range. But no, look, I think based on the standings here, this was, look, I'll give myself a pass for this one. I won't say it's as easy or the correlation doesn't play as much of a role here, but it wasn't too bad. And you'll see, I mean, projection-wise, I'm five steals, 150 assists, 1,000 points. So the Don, whoever the Don drafted, where's the Don? Second. So he went Jokic, LeBron, Fox, Zion. RJ Barrett, Kobe White, Keontae George. So he got some points late. Norm Powell with the last pick is probably projected to get about 1,000 points. So So yeah, he drafted there pretty well. So no, look, I think I'm okay. Let's stop sharing there. I think I'm okay with how that one went. It's, I guess, reflecting back on this little exercise as a whole. It's pretty obvious that it can be done, and I will undoubtedly try it in a real one of my real drafts. I'm in enough that it doesn't matter. So I think it works. I think it can work. I think you can probably win using it. But it, much like when I punt three or four categories, it doesn't leave you a lot of room to maneuver. So you need to do it well. I like to think that it does simplify if you are looking at going into a pretty heavy punt build by using this reverse punt idea. I do think it simplifies it because you only worry about two, maybe three categories rather than worrying about six or seven or even five. So relying on that correlation, understanding what stats link together. And like I said during the show, I actually think a big man build in this with steals is a really nice way to go. I actually used that theory in the draft that I did with, I think it was with Menace Podman. They hosted it earlier today. And I actually went with that second show's build that I did, which was the big man stats plus steals. And I was drafting from the 10 spot. So it was a 10-man league. So I wasn't going to do it because I knew I wasn't getting Wemby and I wasn't getting Anthony Davis, but I decided to give it a crack anyway. And I think I ended up first in blocks. I did have to go really big man heavy. So I think my projections were pretty good. Let me just actually, I probably got, was it a Yahoo? Oh, it was a Yahoo, but I don't think it was a mock. So I don't actually think we got the draft results, although let me just have a look in, sorry, while I do this, I can probably tell you exactly which league was it. It was, yeah, this league here. So I can probably look at the draft results. Can I? Does it have projected standings? Oh, anyway, I'll tell you who I drafted. Players draft results. So I want to look by team. So yes, I went with that build again, picking from the 10 spot. So I went with Sabonis, Chet Holmgren. Now this was a 10-man league, so keep in mind that affects it a little bit. I went with Sabonis, Chet Holmgren, DeJounte Murray, Şengün. So players similar to who I drafted in that second show, if you did watch that. Rudy Gobert, Isaiah Hartenstein, OG Anunoby, Alex Caruso, Onyeka Okongwu, Amen Thompson, Dyson Daniels, Trace Jackson Davis, and Khalil Ware. So I did have to go a little, whereas in that, when I got Anthony Davis, I didn't have to focus on blocks as much because my first pick was Sabonis here. And I got Şengün, but I didn't have Davis. I didn't have Wemby. I had to go with a couple of shot blockers in the last two picks, Trace Jackson Davis and Khalil Ware, rather than I might have gone for someone like a Ben Simmons there, who is more of a steals guy. So it did impact it a little bit, but I do think, as I said, I think you can be competitive and win with this, using this strategy, but it's probably not something I do in all my leagues because it is risky. And as I said, it doesn't leave you a lot of room to maneuver because it's very unlikely you're going to be competitive. Like in this build, for example, in rebounds, there's even using waiver wires and streaming, I'm rarely going to win rebounds. I would need a lot to go my way. So you really have to win your five categories every week. So it really does lock you into that build. But the upside is that if I was to lose someone like a Kyrie, I'm strong enough in those categories that I can still win. That's the difference. So that is the pro, and then the con is that I'm not going to win other categories. So there's pros and cons as there is to as there are to any strategy that you use. But yeah, I do like this one. I'm hoping that it is a simple way of looking or approaching a draft. So hopefully that helps. If not, hey, it's some content. I like putting out content. So hopefully it, some people use it. And if you use it and you do end up winning, feel free to contact me or let me know at the end of the season. It would be good to know. And vice versa, if you use it and you just didn't think it was a good one, feel free to message me. It'd be good to get some feedback on it. But again, as I said at the top of the show, find us on YouTube, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, like, subscribe, rate, do all of that stuff as we head into the regular season. Starting from probably 2 weeks, I'll be doing a nightly show 5 nights a week. So really looking forward to that. But until the next show rolls around, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.